When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome in, everybody, to another exciting, riveting, and weird-filled episode of Blurry Hysteria. And as always, I've got the hostess with the mostest across the inner tubes from me, Mr. David Flora. How are you, sir?
Hi, effervescent.
I'm the Crystal Pepsi of podcast hosts. I'm very hard to find, and if you've had me on your shelf for a while, I turn yellow. Do you see where people
Can or the actual product?
So I was watching where they would sell back when before it came back out. Here's a tangent I didn't know we were going to go down. They would sell older ones on like eBay and stuff like that, and it kind of turns yellowy instead of clear. Because it's all 100% good stuff inside there, so you would think it would never go bad on you. As I'm drinking Diet Mountain Dew, which is 100% God's nectar and nothing bad in that. I think we all can get behind that.
Wow.
As you know, I am hiding, as everyone doesn't know, maybe in my laundry room because we've had nothing but internet issues here in Tennessee, and I'm still here working on the move and stuff. So I am, this is the only place I can get internet. Because it's going to come straight out of the modem. Routers are being blocked because of Mac filtering issues. And I love you all so much. I am in a fucking laundry room right now.
What does that mean? Mac filtering?
So for whatever reason, we had it running for a couple months and it was fine. And something happened. And if I guess the MAC address of a computer is different from like a router. And for whatever reason, they're blocking anything that isn't just a computer. Huh. And it's something to do with how it interfaces. We have a server room here in the laundry room. And I don't know. And you got to go through like 19 people to find the one person who knows. And finally they sent someone out and they figured out what's going on. And they got a ordered something. It's not going to be here. It's not going to be here till next week. But we still have internet technically. So they're not going to, prorate us or anything like that.
That's the thing with Tennessee. It still has internet technically, but it's still that state.
Yeah, I was with AT&T in Chicago for the last few years as fiber, blazing fast, 5 gig, amazing. Then I had to come back to Xfinity. I'm like, it can't be that bad. And immediately, like, it's that bad. It is that bad.
Ugh.
Yeah. We're just a happy-go-lucky show here, just hoping everyone's having a blast, just with the good news. Blurry hysteria, wow. Happy fun time hour. But what are you gonna do? So and then they left the workers, they're working on their basement. They left they put in new French doors and they left them open overnight. So we've got field mice in the house, so we had to put out traps trying to get mice. So that's fun. And the dog's just like standing looking at him. I'm like, do something. And he's like, what's up, bro?
Wow.
So what's new in your neck of the woods other than 6 or 7 new inches of snow and whatever else you have in Colorado?
Apparently it's 80 today.
Holy shit.
It's wild.
The second, oh my God. Satan walks among us. He's on the earth. I don't know.
He's holidaying in this stupid ass tourist mountain ski town. <You're right. laughs> I believe it. I believe everyone who lives here is a fucking spawn of this guy.
I want to open a mom and pop shop.
Anyways, we just closed a murder mystery dinner theater show. Yeah.
Fucking tell them the name. How awesome was it? How awesome was the name?
Murder Well Done.
Oh my God. I love it. I love it. it might've been the worst fucking show ever. I'm sure it wasn't because your wife wrote it, but just that name, just delicious.
Yeah. It was a steak with a knife through it and blood coming out. That was the poster. But,
and
yeah,
that was just what was on the table. So, I mean, you know, I'll be damned.
It, well received, sold out. Yeah, did well. So now we turn to Macbeth and I can breathe for a minute. So I get to do fun stuff like hang out with you in the laundry room.
Well, everyone's got a hobby. I was just on Alien Theorist Theorizing last night. So that's going to be a coming up episode you guys are going to be able to find. And they were talking about how one of their recent guests, who will remain nameless, kept doing cocaine while they're interrupting them. So I've been turning my, before we started turning the camera off and going, oh God, yeah, to David. I'm pretty sure he's tired of it by now, but I thought it was hilarious. So
yeah, I keep asking him to hang on a second. He just keeps talking, but I'm back here going,
woo! And that's just Ajax or powdered. Well, I don't even know what this is.
Old Dutchman. Yeah. old Dutch.
How many, what is how it? Many mule teams are in your borax you're snorting? Come on now.
No wonder my lungs feel like rubber bouncy balls.
So that's what they're supposed to, right? If it doesn't hurt when you breathe, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah. You're not actually living life on this planet.
Come on,
of Earth.
Fools. You want to live forever? For, you know, like whatever they say in, what was that, Starship Troopers? Like, I don't, maybe. Right. I don't, I haven't decided yet.
Yeah. Jury's out.
Can I die old? Please.
That's why everybody's like, do you want to become a vampire? Well, yes, but I'd have to live forever. Like,
no, I'm not even living for this short amount of 45 years so far. So,
right.
I'm trying. Hold on. I got a camera issues.
Oh.
Fuck. I didn't turn my mic off again, did I? They're like, that's not how you do cocaine.
I don't
cocaine
know what
like
you're
this.
Doing.
So did I get the role?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with your that end of you.
I don't know what you mean. Whatever could that be alluding to? So speaking of nothing that we're talking about, we got some crazy shit going on in the world of weird news. How's that for a segue? And I have not read any of these because we're coming to you, well, ill-prepared. We're coming to you from a fucking laundry room, so you take what you can get with this show. Oh, I feel better saying that. Oklahoma man, this comes to us from Coco News 5, ABC 5. You got to say it like that, 5. So this was updated June 9th of 2024. Oklahoma man who claimed friend tried to get Bigfoot to eat him, sentenced to life in prison. Already off to a fucking banging start this week. Man who admitted to killing his friend and blaming on the fear of being eaten by Bigfoot during a 2022 noodling trip was sentenced in the slang Tuesday. You go noodling for catfish and you end up killing your friend because of Bigfoot. That is a tale as old as that old chestnut.
Yeah. I mean, how many of us don't have stories? That's what, like this. I don't think the number's high. This is something we talked about, though. We covered this story back when it happened.
Came
right?
out. So this is, right. So this is the just dessert. He got a man who admitted to killing his friend, sentenced to the slang on Tuesday. Agents with the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation were asked to investigate after police say Larry Doyle, I believe, not Harry Doyle, of the Cleveland Indians fame. Harry Doyle Sanders, 55, admitted to killing Jimmy Knighton on June 9th, 2022. Fisher said the two men were noodling in the South Canadian River when a confrontation ensued and Sanders began hitting and strangling Knighton. Originally arrested for outstanding warrant. Sanders was jailed on June 10th, 2022, and Knighton's body was found the same day. Now, Sanders told authorities that that Knighton had summoned Bigfoot to attack and kill him, as you do. Right. When you're angry at a buddy, probably telling Pontotoc County, Pontotoc, P-O-N-T-O-T-O-C, that's a fun word, County Sheriff John Christian, that he was in danger of being eaten by Bigfoot. Prove he wasn't. I guess they did. But so I'm going to submit it wasn't a jury of his peers.
He summoned Bigfoot, or was trying to. That's the guy's claim.
Hey,
like, what?
If anyone can summon Bigfoot, it's you with that Bigfoot call I hear.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah, whoop, there it is. That's how you summon a Bigfoot.
You summon Bigfoot, and all of a sudden, Shaggy Two Dope and Violent J come out. Oh, fuck. Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah, I tried it, and all I got was Tag Team.
Which
they came back again.
Which, you know? I read somewhere that if you're in a Clown Posse, you can just leave out the insane part. It's implied. I think is
I know.
How they, I read that.
There's
somewhere.
There's a lot of redundant titles. But, like, okay, so what if this dude's just, like, getting nibbled on because he's noodling?
Ooh.
What if he's getting nibbled on by a catfish and the sounds he was making just sort of sounded like he was trying to summon a Bigfoot?
That's not the right noodle.
Big misunderstanding. Come on, y'all.
Man.
Life in prison.
Well, I mean, he said that Sanders testified that strange things happening the day of the killing and claimed to see 12-foot tall Bigfoot downstream, and he heard him howl, Knighton, into the drainage pipe that was calling it. He began to feel suspicious and thought Knighton was going to drown him and feed him to Bigfoot. By God, it was the only sensible thing to do is kill the motherfucker.
Man, come on.
Now,
that catfish bit hard. Come on.
Or this really fucking happened. This guy's like, mother, you know what? I did it.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, Jesus.
You know, maybe we're the assholes. Sorry.
Right? This guy literally, you know, he's like, hey, I want you guys to go send a summons to Bigfoot. And they're like, yeah, right. Meanwhile, he's fucking outside of the fucking window of the Cordell's.
Bigfoot and him were in on it. And
high five and
sees
catfish
this guy.
Hunter. Yeah, just this.
Yeah.
Fucking in on
he
it.
He sees him doing this. He's like, no!
I cannot let this lay on my conscience. I did try to eat him. I am not an animal like you humans. I am civilized, I tell you. And I'm only 11 foot tall, you lion sack of shit. I tell you, man.
Anyways, yeah, life in
what
prison.
What do you do if that happens to you? Me and you, we're going on an excursion. Bigfoot comes to kill you because I'm fucking setting you up, and then you have to kill me. I think you just go, well, fuck. I don't know, man. Please believe me. It's one of those situations. I think you just, you know.
You think I just come on out and cap you?
Yeah, I've been waiting for this motherfucker. You're like, you turn around and I got Bigfoot and you've got a Wendigo. We're like, shit.
1, 2, 3, shoot. 1, 2, 3, shoot.
Oh, son of a bitch, man. You were thinking, I was thinking, oh, man, I got egg on my face. So anyway, we all became best friends.
That's right. He was my best man.
Very moist camping site that evening. I'm just going to say that.
Because of the urine.
There's nothing else you could do, right? I mean, like, this was a Hail Mary or the truth.
Well, I wonder, here's some conspiracy theory. What if the guy that got killed was like, he wanted to go and it was like death by cop, but he knew this guy was like, I'll fucking kill anybody who makes a Bigfoot
He's
sound.
He's terrified of Bigfoot. So he just happens to bring a drain pipe out there to go noodling.
And so this dude was like, finally. And there's no resistance or anything.
All day long, he's just tree knocking, getting them all fucking worked up and shit. Do you see someone throw a rock at us just now? You didn't hear that? I heard that. I heard it. I fucking heard it. You're not on your period, are you? Fucking whatever his name was.
Oh.
I hear they're attracted to menstruation. You know, hey, Sanders, plug it up. Yeah. So I don't know, man. Don't go out into the woods with a friend if you think he might kill you. And if he is fucking with you, just trip him and run away. Don't beat him to death. Let Bigfoot eat him. Tell you what, I'm fat, but I tell you what, we're going to find out who can run faster, David.
Yeah, not a big runner.
It's not hungry. It's horny. This is worse. Oh. It's so much worse.
Just eat me.
I have made it a huge... No, wait, never mind. I've changed my opinion. Let's get it on. All right, so that's enough of that. for a lifetime. Let's go to break real quick, and we got a couple more stories for you. We got, we got some jobs for you if you want to go down under. And we got some AI news.
Wait, I'm listening.
Speaking of Bigfoot down under, those are coming up after this break on Hysteria 51.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sounds like a cow and an elk going.
Yeah, on. Sometimes you just got to let it ride. Let it. Just let her scream. What if you find out that is your one fucking gift? Like, you can go out and just start howling and Bigfoot's come in aplenty.
Like, that's a superpower.
Son of a bitch. I knew it.
Go out and get in all the fights. Man. Like, that's your trump card.
Hey,
right
you
there.
Bitch. Some guy's like, I'm going to beat your ass. Me and my friends. Oh, yeah? Well, me and my friends. It's like that scene in the fucking Mummy where all the fucking Yeti just come in and fucking wreck shop. All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
That's the one I haven't watched that many times. I watched it once, but I didn't really pay attention. So I need to find it. That's the Tomb of the Dragon
or something? When Brandon Emperor? Fraser's son is like 3.5 years younger than him. Yeah, it all makes sense. It's fine.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And there's a new Eevee or whatever?
Mm-hmm. As you do. Sorry, I was washing that story down with more Diet Mountain Dew. Not a sponsor, but it's freaking delicious. Hit us with a live science story, if you will, sir.
All right. Mine, we go back to the world of AI. I know everybody's probably tired of hearing about it.
No, because who would ever get tired of our new robot overlords that are coming?
Good save, Brent. This one's from Live Science. New AI algorithm flags deepfakes with 98% accuracy, better than any other tool out there right now.
Fake.
Who wrote this?
The deepfake spotter's fake.
The whole reason I'm bringing this up is because who watches The Watchmen, right?
Right.
So we're getting into deepfakes, and to be honest with you, Brent, I don't know. I'm surprised there aren't more. And it's not more of an issue now.
It's terrifying. And I was talking to Zell last night from ATT, and he's like, well, we use Riverside, and we've been on her over 100 hours each. They can now use AI to create your voice, and you can write scripts, and it reads it. Holy shit.
The reading is the fun part. It's the script writing I need help with.
Right. So you can deep fake it with your face and a voice and just go... You know what? We're just not going to do this show anymore. We're going to let Conspiracy Bot write everything. And, that's terrifying anyway. So never mind. I'm pulling out of that one.
But they said, like, the 2020 election was going to be, kind of chaotic because these deepfakes were supposed to be starting to wreak havoc. Uh-huh. And then, it was okay. Now it's 2024. There should be deepfakes just going crazy. And, nobody knows... What's going on? Cats and dogs living together, mass hysteria. But
right, yeah. Yep.
It is, it's not as ubiquitous as I think we thought it might be. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it's a thing where I think that it's been used sparingly, or it's so good that we're only focusing on these Russian bots on Twitter that have been being exposed recently because some of the command line stuff got accidentally posted. I don't know if you read about that, so...
No, but I believe it. I mean, half the shit out there is Russian bots.
So where do you... I'm glad there's something you can at least draw the line, but like you said, there's these things that can spot Photoshops. The problem is people share things without doing even the littlest bit, and I'm sure I've done it many times too. The problem also is on, say, like Hysteria Nation, we will post something and go, look how stupid this is, and then they flag it as wrong when we were saying it's wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But too many people say it and you go, that's not true. Yeah, but you could see how it could be. What?
Sure.
You don't have a broken leg, but I could have.
It's one of those, casting a net and you get everything as opposed to like, you know, that, which includes things that you need. And because I've seen content creators who have their own music and their own music gets flagged and then their videos gets taken down or they get demonetized or whatever. And it's like, but this is my own stuff. And they're like, yeah, prove it. Like, you everybody says that, you cop. And like, it's one of those things where it's still taking time for the pendulum to kind of stop swinging. And right. Out, you know?
When we were with iHeart was like, here's our catalog. You had to do a lot of legal training, you know? And these are things you do. And they're like, you can use our back catalog of any sounds, music, anything. And I'm like, pass. I just don't want to have to fight him. And then now that we're not with him, would I have to have gone back and removed all that? Probably, you know, and if he posts any of that on YouTube, even though I have the rights to use it, sometimes it's easier just to go, okay, and take it down than fight it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause that's that AI wild? Flagging because AI over AI either. You know,
like they much rather would protect their own ass or think they are. Than to look at an individual case and say, oh, yeah, this got it wrong. You are in the right. Here you go. Well, you know?
So this thing, it uses, it finds traces left behind by the way generative AI programs construct their videos. So it's looking for these markers.
they go into it a little bit. They talk about it goes sub-pixel.
Yeah.
Which, you know, just kind of sounds like quantum. Just throws out a buzzword.
Quarks. We look for quarks. Up, down, left, but, right, you know.
So it's better because since the AI generated videos, they're not produced by a camera. They produce them themselves. This can tell when that has happened. It can go, you know, deeper, enhance, and then
I'm sorry, was that enhance? Enhance.
It was ice cube.
Enhance.
Yeah. Or iced tea. I don't, one of the ices going enhance.
It was caramel macchiato. Yeah. I was way off.
The new rapper, Lil Macchiato. And they say in the article, they actually literally point out the irony of AI protecting us against AI generated content is hard to miss.
Right. Hey, don't trust me. I made that.
But like,
hey, that's definitely because I just pumped that out an hour ago for another dude.
Exactly. Yeah. Caught it for you. You're welcome.
That'll be $1.25. Pa.
Here's $1.25 and go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
This, it's like it's using the tool for good.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, you know, all intents and purposes, the goal, I guess. Yeah. But it's wild because the tool can be used so easily for the opposite, for misinformation and all that stuff.
It's like selling the off button to something you sell separately. What? You know, it's like, I don't know, man. It's just weird.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think about this? What?
It's terrifying. It really is because not only is it terrifying because of, I mean, it's got great implications. You see, Bruce Willis, first actor who sold the rights to his likeness, so they could keep using him because he was getting sick and he wanted money for his family stuff. That's a great thing. And then that one dude was exposing it and making videos as Tom Cruise and showing how easy it is to make deepfakes.
Yeah.
And that's with video and then editing. And then this stuff is just now you can plug it in and make the videos. And so not only is it terrifying that you can do that, it's terrifying that the most people won't. If it goes against their thoughts, they're not going to believe that it's not real anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. And that is a hard pill to swallow, that those people won't swallow that hard pill, so to speak. I don't know. Like, where do you see this going? Like, what do you think the outcome is going to be of this?
You would have to, in the short term, probably pass legislation for this. Like,
right.
But since it's still in control of the humans, so we think, you've got to put guardrails on it somehow. So I would say that maybe one avenue to deal with this is to make news companies and outlets and any kind of media sources have to use this type of policing software or whatever to make sure that they don't inadvertently or advertently share
right
something that's fake or misinformation or any of that crap. You know, it has to go through some kind of protocol before it gets released. And then even then, I don't know if that would work or not. It's really right. Wild West stuff.
It is Wild West. That's a good way to put it. Hey, at least when I make AI, it looks like a fucking toaster and a computer mixed together and all it wants to do is drink. Could be a lot worse.
Oh, yeah.
Could be a lot worse.
I mean, I just saw a thing shared on a Facebook site or page or whatever that was like, here's a bunch of Muslims who are standing with Israel, and it's like a picture of girls doing like the Star of David together, but right. When you look at it, always look at the hands.
Yeah.
Because the hands look like
I don't know what to do with my hands. Yeah, right.
It looks like a Salvador Dali and Edvard Munch fever dream smashed together. They're like melting into each other's hands, and sometimes there's like claws, not
sometimes
not actual
the ladies
and,
like to melt into my hands, if you know what I mean. I got that.
So
was that your Bigfoot call? Woo! You called.
No, sorry.
I thought I had muted.
I thought I had turned the video off and muted.
I'm going to do that real quick. Jesus.
Anyways,
teeth, Brent?
It's amazing. It's amazing how like the AI art is the biggest culprit right now.
Yeah.
You can't really believe hardly anything. I mean, even the presidential hopeful is sharing, like, you know, here's me with these black people that have three or four arms.
Because now, granted, I didn't grow up in the inner city, so I can't say that they don't, but no. You know, so terrible. Like, don't you know all Irish people have a third eyeball? I don't know if you know that or not, but that just shows how insensitive you are to the Irish plight.
Don't you know Ukrainians have no fingers? It's just a weird wad of flesh at the end of their arms.
Look at my Eskimo claw. Look at it. I don't need identification.
So that's the thing. That's what they need to police in the interim, you know, before this really gets out of hand.
They just got a guy going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The fake. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's crazy. Yeah, the AI shit that's taken all of our art jobs, gerbs. That's the scary part. And this, I don't know if this helps or not.
AI gerbs. Yeah. You know. So. Oh well.
Oh well.
You know, it's coming. We're just gonna have to see
all
how
over
it fleshes out, fleshlessly, so to speak. I don't know, man. It's terrifying and interesting and fun all the time. At the same time, it's like a fucking orgy. I don't know.
Well, it's interesting if you don't care that one day you'll just either be turned into goo to lubricate the machine parts, or you will die of dehydration because everything's a desert.
I mean,
and other fun stories.
I mean, I see those both as absolute
blurry
wins.
Hysteria.
I'm a happy fun time hour. Well, you know, we're going to switch gears to Tasmania.
Ooh.
This one's coming from the BBC, which means, I don't know, we don't know what that stands for. There's no way to look it up.
Boisterous, vociferous.
Catholics.
Comida.
Curmudgeons.
It's Spanish food.
So 6 days ago, the BBC let us know that Tasmania is enticing winter tourists with odd jobs. They launched.
Wait a minute. You're talking. This is a James Bond thing. It's just a bunch of actors dressed up.
Do you have a hat?
Short.
Can you throw it really well? Does it have a blade inside of it?
That would be amazing.
they're upset because Tasmania is doing this because New Zealand was having their random tasks to offer, so they had to bring this up. So check this out. It's a tongue-in-cheek odd jobs initiative to boost tourism during the winter months. An Australian island state is suffering people.
Yes.
So, same. You know, if you want to go to Australia light, you want to go, it's like going to Hawaii. You know, it's a state offering people the opportunity to swap the daily grind of their job to unusual temporary roles during the off season. Check them out. Paranormal investigator. Wombat walker, Stargazer are among 10 jobs being advertised.
I mean, that's what I am every day.
Well, I'm telling you, and all three. Just to sweeten this fucking pot, they're all unpaid.
What?
Yeah, successful applicants will have all their expenses, including travel, food, and hotels, covered by the Tasmanian Tourist Board.
And, I'm a professional wombat walker, and my wife is a truffle hunter. Our budget is $3.9 million.
Well, the paranormal investigator role, it's voluntary in just one day. So you know they're going to get the bottom of whatever they're fucking doing.
The fuck does that mean? What are you going to find in one day?
Well, they're going to find out who's interested in history and mystery, because that is the requirement while picking up on paranormal activity using the latest ghost hunting equipment at Willow Court, one of Australia's oldest asylums. So you just go in there and you're like, I didn't found shit, man. All right, well, thanks a lot. Here's your per diem. It's a Vegemite sandwich. Get the fuck out of here. They say it in a fucking Aussie accent. I don't know, man. Oyster organizer.
One day.
Oyster sorting, organizer. Cleaning, and categorizing oysters freshly harvested from the Great Oyster Bay. What the F? There'll also be opportunities to taste test the oysters.
Purely
for quality control. Yeah.
No me gusta.
Training enthusiasts are invited to apply for the puffer nut role. Mm-hmm. Job. It's another one-day job in which applicants will join the crew of the Lynchford Express steam train as it travels along the Tasmanian west coast. It's just a way to get people there. You know, it's fun. It's like touristy stuff when they're like, I got a job. And, you know, bump up that resume. I was a professional paranormal investigator in Tasmania.
You know?
From April 6th, 2024 to April 6th, 2024. You know?
I mean, it does say successful applicants. I like that they threw in successful.
Yeah.
Will have all their expenses, including travel, food, and hotels, covered by the tourist board. All That's of pretty nice.
And Tasmania's Astronomical Society wants people to look at the stars at night. Observe the skies. Also, truffle hunters, wine whisperers, wombat walkers. They need a morning waddle, as they call it, and you get to go do it.
Wombats are awesome.
Yeah. And 1.25 million people have visited the island last year, more than the previous year. And it was 1.35 million in 2019. They got to pump those numbers up. So they're going to let you take a wombat out and look for fucking ghosts and shit. I don't know.
You going to do this?
Man, I get to go to Tasmania for one day, and at the end of the day, they're like, all right, you got to get back on that fucking 27-hour flight right now. It's paid for. It's third class. You sit next to the wheels when they come back up. And only adult residents living in Australia are eligible to apply. So they want people from Australia. So boop, boop, boop. They want people in their motherland to come to Tasmania and must explain why they are wanting to swap their day jobs for one of the odd jobs in under 50 words for one day.
Okay, now this is fucking ridiculous.
Which brings us to ChatGPT and AI again. Help me write in 50 words why I want to be a wombat waddler.
This is dumb. Come on, man. This was cool. Now it's fucking dumb.
Yeah. You're stupid. What? You won't let us do it. Because they're not going to pay for me to go there.
Well, that's the thing. Now it becomes, we'll just pay for the ferry ride.
Right.
You got to get your ass down here to New South Wales or Adelaide or whatever, wherever they go out of.
Right. Yeah.
Come on. And only Australians. Well, fuck all this shit. What a waste of time.
Right? You know? They go on Albert and Riley and
that's
Oliver
like say,
and other
Brent,
fucking
that's like
Australian
saying, hey,
names to come and do it.
We're gonna let you go hunt ghosts on fucking Catalina Island.
Yeah.
We're gonna let you walk flamingos out in Key West.
How much do I got to pay to be on top of Blaster to pretend I'm Master? You know, one day you get to be Brit Blaster. Brit Blaster runs Bottle Town.
But right, like we
Bust
don't need another
deal,
hero.
Face the wheel. That's what everyone's got to do.
They literally David, are sorry. Telling us we don't need another hero. What a fucking Shyamalan. You Shyamalan'd us.
Yeah. And the flowers are
I'm
still
so
standing.
Angry.
Man, I tell you, it's...
That sucks. I was seriously considering trying this. I was like, oh, okay, a trip to Tasmania? Okay. been doing a podcast for 12 years.
I'm sorry, you know, Brent, I can't do the podcast with you anymore. I'm sorting oysters. You fucking oyster sorter. Man.
That's a pretty good
one. What a letdown is right. Thanks, BBC, for bringing up the bullshit so we could just flag it for everyone. So, hey, if you're in Australia, what if you're in New Zealand? Nope. Sorry. Only Australia. Our neighbors can go fuck themselves.
I'm telling you, this is like saying...
It's like saying you can do this job in America, but you can only be from Alabama. You know, like, you got to be from this one place that is already part of us, and then you can come do it. Now, it is sister
visit the Outer Banks, but you have to be specifically from the Blue Ridge Mountains. Oh, my God. You Shenandoah Valley residents only to apply. Like,
it must be Alleghenies Shoals.
Are calling for those in the Hudson Valley.
Man. So what do you think, man? If you had to pick one of those. No. If it was open to you, which one of those sounds the most fun?
Oh, well, I'd have to obviously go for the paranormal investigator or whatever.
Stay the
Night
Asylum with the most cutting edge equipment, which is what, like flashlights and thermometers? I don't know what they're doing anymore.
Polaroids for them, probably. I don't know if it's like Tennessee. The internet hasn't gotten there yet. So like I would do wombat walking. I don't know how you whisper to wines, but I do a lot, so I could do that.
Yeah. Wine whisperer.
Riding on a steam train, that's pretty cool. I did a tour in New Zealand of a train. It was pretty
well. I think you went to New Zealand, you're already off the fucking no. They don't want you.
I mean, there's nothing I can do otherwise.
That's the wrong kind of down under for this kind of job. They're trying to tell you that.
I don't care what they're trying to tell me. I'm going to get on that train.
Well, come to Tasmania.
You're already famous for your fucking devil.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, come for the devil. Stay for the oyster counting and sorting.
Great for Australians. Australian friends, knock yourselves out. But just know that it's bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. You got to swim there, though, so I don't think a lot of people are going to do it.
They pay for a pair of floaties for you.
Well. And then if you do a good job, then you can run the mines at Gastown afterwards. And
you get to turn the valve for the water.
Yes, it's going to be just a fucking blast. Meat sack, you know, we need your blood, whatever the words are. Anyway, that's been our weird stories. David, how can they get us their stories for us to tell on this crap hole of a podcast?
weird@hysteria51.com.
That is right. Get them in, get them often, get them early. Talk about them on here.
Yeah.
We'll say your name and try to pronounce it correctly.
Just like voting in Chicago. Send us a bunch. Do it often.
Do it. Yeah, it's fine. Grandma's voted 3 times this year. That's pretty good for a dead woman. That's I'm excited for her. I'm excited. So yeah, that's our stories. Get them in. I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Meeting adjourned.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.